This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Now listen up. The globalists are making their move, but we know their plan. We can stop them. She'll get her way. America cannot be defeated as long as we get on our knees before God. Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday, March 31st, 2020. Global Transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. We've got a raft of incredible guests today, including Paul Joseph Watson, whose story is right up at the top of the vaunted Drudge Report, like the Eye of Sauron, a giant red siren, like the Drudge siren, is there, like the Eye of Sauron, to scare the public. And now we know the Democrats want to replace Cuomo, if Hillary can't do it, in as faltering Joe Biden prepares to collapse. That is 1,000,000,000% being done to create panic and total and complete hysteria. Ladies and gentlemen, that story is absolutely critical from summit.news. Also, there's another Drudge Report link to Infowars.com and Zero Hedge dealing with all over the country boarding up for civil unrest. We have massive developments, cutting edge intel, and scuttlebutt inside Fox News and the NRA about the Democrats' plans, if they can steal the election, to shutter the NRA and take over Fox News. But first, Governor Cuomo with egg on his filthy face.
Were there ventilators found in a storage facility or something that the president is claiming that there were ventilators found and that they need to be distributed? Is there any truth to that?
That is incorrect. Grossly uninformed. The point is, we have ventilators in a stockpile and we hospitals. Yeah, of course we didn't. That's the whole point. The hospitals don't need them yet at their apex. The hospitals have enough ventilators today. Going up, we're planning for an apex, a high point in about 21 days. That's when we need the 30,000 ventilators. Right now, we're putting them in a stockpile. So the point is, while they're in a stockpile, you must not need them. It's just ignorant. Of course you don't need them today. When you hit the climb, the which is 30,000. Where are the ventilators? Where are the gowns? Where's the PPEs? Where are the masks? Where are they? It is a war. Well, then act like it's a war. And at the rate they are going, it is not happening. FEMA says we're sending 400 ventilators. Really? What am I going to do with 400 ventilators when I need 30,000? You pick the 26,000 people who are going to die because you only sent 400 ventilators. We have ventilators in a stockpile, and we didn't send them to the hospitals yet. Of course we didn't. That's the whole point. The hospitals don't need them yet. The hospitals aren't at their apex. The hospitals have enough ventilators today. We're planning for an apex, a high point, in about 21 days. That's when we need the 30,000 ventilators. Not today. Right now, we're putting them in a stockpile. What am I going to do with 400 ventilators when I need 30,000? When I need 30,000? When I need 30,000? Of course you don't need them today. You need them when you hit the climb, the apex, which is 30,000. We're not there yet. You pick the 26,000 people who are going to die.
Of course you don't need them today. You need them when you hit the climb, the apex, which is 30,000. We're not there yet.
We have ventilators in stockpile, and we didn't send them to the hospitals yet.
Of course we didn't. That's the whole point. The hospitals don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. We are live in defiance of the globalist censors, in defiance of the Chi-Coms and Bill Gates. And InfoWars is stronger than ever thanks to you and your word of mouth that is unstoppable! One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went to VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it, man. That stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
In 2006, there was a big movie that came out. V for Vendetta. And in that movie, it's set in a dystopic future in the United Kingdom where a British Chancellor has become dictator by releasing a bioweapon from the government stockpile, tested on human subjects secretly, to then create a martial law clampdown, and then they had a vaccine to then be the savior of the population. Now, a lot of folks are making parallels to that today. But it was in 1993 that the incredibly prescient Simpsons released an episode where corporations running the governments, not governments, release a bioweapon to take control of the population. And when you listen to what they say, it's exactly word for word the formula of the fear mongering they're now engaged in right now. Now you ask, how do they do that? I'm going to play the clip in a moment. Chris Carter a year before 9/11, he gave interviews to major publications, and by the way, I've talked to Chris Carter and conferred back and forth. I'm just going to leave it at that. Years later, that he was approached by the Central Intelligence Agency with a plot for the X-Files spinoff, The Lone Gunman, that then aired 6 months before 9/11. He was approached 1 year before with a script of a criminal group in the government hijacking a jet by remote control to fly into the World Trade Center, but that it would be blamed on Afghanistan, and there would be an invasion of Afghanistan. Now, Carter doesn't know why the CIA gave him that idea and told him it'd be a good plot. He did it. but he's got a good idea now. So when you ask, how does the Simpsons have this? I talked years ago in Los Angeles, more than 15 years ago, to some of the writers, happened to run into him at a party. And they said, we're not sure why the government approaches us from time to time with plot lines and things they want. We don't know if they're warning us of something bad that another group wants to do or if it's predictive programming, but you're dead on. Some of the same people told me that the rich folks in Hollywood were all leaving for other parts of the world like New Zealand. So it's even been in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times 13, 14 years ago that Jeffrey Epstein ran a eugenics operation to depopulate the earth for Bill and Melinda Gates, Ted Turner, Warren Buffett, and of course, Oprah Winfrey. Prince Charles is a part of the group as well. So you cannot make any of this up. If you're a radio listener and you're going, this sounds fantastical, they're actually putting on screen while I talk the actual Wall Street Journal article about it. World government. And they say out of a bioweapon attack, we will accept vaccines that then have sterilants in them or cause sterilization. What is COVID-19 doing? Eating the testicles. That's how they describe it. They said lacerating it, destroying it, causing most men to be completely infertile and reducing others' fertility. So here is the 1993 Simpsons with the newscasters wearing biohazard suits on TV to scare you. Exactly what you see happening now with New York with a giant red spinning siren to scare everyone into submission to stay in their homes, and every media group exacerbating the fear as much as they can. Find that article at drudgereport.com, right dead center in the middle of the page. The eye of Sauron is upon you. You know of what I speak, Gandalf. An eye, lidless, wreathed in flame. The eye sees all. It pierces air, stone, and flesh. But let's now go to the predictive programming so your subconscious mind sees it and accepts it, and then later doesn't remember it, but your subconscious does. And then you accept the fear when you're seeing it and accept that it's right because your mind is already familiar with it. Make a friend of death. You will one day meet it. Here it is.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I...
Wow.
So, we've got our deadly disease. Now, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender vittles. Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms. Mild thirst, occasional hunger, tiredness at night.
So, ladies and gentlemen, 1993. Now, what's really going on now? You're seeing the maximum fear be pushed. And you notice first it's, oh, just bars and restaurants are closed. Oh, then movie theaters, then bowling alleys. Then, well, you can go to the park, but stay 6 feet apart. Oh, now it's 8 meters. It was 5 meters, now it's 8 meters. So now you're supposed to stay 20 feet away from people, 30 feet away from people. 8 meters, folks. 5 meters is a long, long way. What is 5 meters? That's basically 15 feet. That's 20, 22 feet, 23 feet. I mean, do the math for yourself. It's all just conditioning you. And now it's, yeah, don't leave your house at all. So they're just always expanding. It's an exact formula. Starts in China. Hell, we got the drones. We got it all. Maybe it'll move to welding people into their homes. Maybe it'll move to shooting women at checkpoints. Hell, there's already been some folks shot at checkpoints. But the same Democrats always wanted those borders wide open. They told Trump, don't you dare block Chinese flying in 4 or 5 weeks ago. And just 4.5 weeks ago, Pelosi was still saying, go out, go to Chinatown, go in public, hug Chinese. So they needed to get it to incubate first to create the fear. But really all it is a very strong form of a cold virus. That's what corona is. It's just a common flu, and it kills a lot of folks every year.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Worldwide in defense of liberty. We are live, live wire, transmitting on a planetary scale. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and other great sites we support like Summit.News. Growing stronger in the face of tyranny. Not weaker, not submitted, but overcoming with the good grace of God. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me lay out some of what's coming up today. Let me break it down. If you ask how could The Simpsons and how could V for Vendetta and how could all these Hollywood TV shows and movies predict exactly what's going on? How do they do it over and over again? Well, they're able to do it because this is what the Rockefeller Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, in major public studies by the Club of Rome in the 60s, in the 1980s and 1990s, plans like State Department Memorandum 200, go read it. And then the secret biological and chemical and radiological testing on Americans, black, white, old, young, Native American, Hispanic, Asians, all over the world by these scientific cults, not the full government, these compartmentalized mad scientist groups that have had projects bigger than Manhattan Project engaged in lethal testing on the population, treating us like guinea pigs, secret, illegal testing, and then admitting it to you. In your face, what they are indeed doing in operations like Lockstep by the Rockefeller Foundation, published 2010, about how a bio-release of something like a flu or corona or other virus will be used for a planetary dictatorship. And now you see it. And this is something that does kill people. It's a souped-up common cold, man-made, engineered. Does reoccur, does have HIV delivery system. Again, doesn't give you HIV, has the HIV delivery system cut off of HIV and put on it. It's airborne, it's nasty. So it's extremely important that everyone understand this is not a game, this is not a joke. And they're just throwing it in your face because the writers of these shows are told to throw it in everyone's face, and they don't even know why, and they end up contacting me to ask, what do you think's happening? I can't tell you the high-level research scientists that I've gone on, you know, campouts on their ranches and you know, flown on people's private jets and helicopters to their redoubts over a decade ago. These were liberals. These were leftists that woke up and saw what was happening and who would ask me, well, what should happen? What should we do? Because they were being told any time that Bush or Obama was going to release the bioweapons. And they knew about this and were let in on this, and they were quitting their jobs. Many of them had patents. Many of them had made $10 million, $100 million, $200 million. A lot of these research scientists are very wealthy, but they're not psychotics. And they were anti-human and pro-depopulation and in college and thought it was all cute. And then suddenly, they're in boardrooms with serious hombres having the open discussions about how to roll out a low-level plague that is a drill to everybody locked down. That if we behave in the lockdown, pass the test, then they release a stronger bioweapon that kills a couple hundred million, not a couple million. And then if we behave under that and the lockdown is successful, then, ladies and gentlemen, they are able to release the super weapon that kills billions. And the governments and the drones and the AIs able to lock it down, control the spread, where it's at, poses the savior the whole time they're directing it. And then, in the final equation, everyone is in bubble cities run by Apple, Google, Twitter, Amazon, and a few other major combines that are all 5, 6, 7G, forced inoculations, robot control, bioscans to get in, total complete domination. And within those martial law city states, all of the establishment worker bees will be. The actual establishment will be in armored fortresses in northern Canada, in Kauai, Hawaii, where another Cheyenne Mountain NORAD-type facility is, really the most important one, and in Tasmania, in Australia, and in New Zealand. But they got a bunch of them in northern Canada, just so you know they're secret. I'm blowing their operations here for you because they need to be exposed. So you need to understand that as soon as the robots are in place, and this is the rollout, that'll follow the orders indiscriminately and autonomously control you. When they've got an airborne Ebola that they're planning to release that kills 90%+, and they'll be the ones spraying it, the shadow government will. The public is going to see hundreds of millions died in Africa, hundreds of millions died in other areas, and they're going to say, I want people killed that don't have the embedded chip that tracks whether they have it or not, that Gates has come out with, the biochip that's actually sewn into your cells at nanotech level. And then people will say, kill everyone that tries to leave their house. Kill everyone that doesn't do what we say. And then they'll stop that mass plague, probably an airborne Ebola. That's what they fetishize and talk about most. And psychos like to tell you what they're going to do. But then that'll kill 100 million, 300 million, maybe half a billion. And then they'll all give you vaccines that soft kill you, sterilize you, dumb you down to soften you up. You'll live in the bubble cities where they can slowly poison you and test on you. They will be in, again, underground bases and armored redoubts that then will have elevators up to mountain plateaus and areas and their own fitness centers and their own little towns. They'll fly in whoever they want. And that will be the new golden fields of Elysium or Moonraker, not in orbit, but in their own secret bubble cities. So you'll have the supposed bubble cities everybody wants to pay, who's nouveau riche, to get into so they can control the middle class and the nouveau riche, their real enemy, will be the last to be killed. They'll exterminate the third world, wipe them out. You'll all run to the bubble cities. I told you this 20 years ago. I have foreseen it from all my research. Now it's all confirmed. They officially are building the bubble cities right now. Toronto, Denver's building them. Austin's building a bubble city out at the old airport. And you opt into it at first, and then you'll be in the bubble city, but you'll think you've reached the plateau or the peak, the apex, the paramount point. But you'll be at the penultimate level, the actual final kill grid, so that when they finally get you and finally have all the robot sentries in place, then they'll nerve gas everyone. I think lastly they'll use a chemical or something. They'll nerve gas you. You're so afraid of bioweapons. Then they'll nerve gas the bubble, and the planet has been cleansed of you. I could have joined them, but I want to go to heaven. I want my spirit to go to the next level with the big dude. I want to join Satan in his operation. But it's been revealed to you for over 20 years here on air, and now you see exactly as I said it's going to unfold. You might want to go back and find the old shows that freaked him out so bad.
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality storable food. The place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Populate the planet to at least 500 million people. That is a
50% reduction or more. And that's in their official documents that we've been flashing on screen from the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, telling you how they have a secret world government that they're now announcing to you, and now it's all official. Of course, run by Jeffrey Epstein at the time. There's 2009 Wall Street Journal. But you've got to be the saviors while you do it. So you release limited bioweapons, you hype it up, you exacerbate real occurring viruses, you train everyone to be under drone and robot control and checkpoints. Everyone complies with that. And then you incrementally, during that crisis, keep ratcheting it down to see how far you can go. Then a few years later, there's a worse bug that shows up. And then they do this in 5 waves, in 10 waves. But the final wave will drive the remaining 30-40% of the population into dome cities. Everyone else will be outside those cities. And the UN admits that's what they want to go to, is a city-state. And then you will be totally surveilled and controlled within those. And if you don't believe me, just type in smart cities. Google, Twitter, Facebook, Apple, and Amazon, all competing for the future smart cities that are sealed. Totally and completely sealed. And they showed children for over a decade in the UK and Europe in school little documentaries called Megapolis and others. Now, there it is right there, Google's plan for sealed dome cities. And then you opt into those. Oh, there's no allergies. Oh, there's no viruses because everyone is scanned and medically tested to get in. You know, there's another movie, The Island, came out, I don't know, 15 years ago or so. And they're all in this sealed dome city for their safety. It's really out in Nevada in the middle of the Death Valley, and they're the lucky ones that have gone to the island. They think they're on an island. So they have plasma screens under the windows or looking out on the ocean, but really it's the desert. And finally, they find out they're really just clones for rich people, but they have trouble keeping organs alive if they just breed them up in an artificial womb, a tank. But if they are human, you know, they can live a long time, and the organs stay fresh. And they tell them that everybody had to go to the island because a virus got released, and they're the last people left on Earth. See, you're so lucky, you're going to get to go to the domed cities. And Google and all of them are building them in Denver, in Austin, and in Toronto, and in London. They've set up their areas in industrial districts. Like the old Austin Airport, not the one out at Bergstrom, but the old one, Mueller. And you opt into it, and they're even beginning to build the areas where building to building is connected, and it's a dome. Little dome, you learn to go in, then a bigger dome, and 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 a bigger dome. All right, I got a lot of news I want to cover and a bunch of guests today, and I want to take calls, but let me just tell you how surreal things are and how serious things are. I got a call from a White House advisor, someone that advises the president on a daily basis, about a week ago. And they said, Alex, you know, the president just really wants to tell you that he appreciates you and he understands the attacks that we're all under, and just, you know, stay the course. And the president admires what you're doing. And believe me, he intends to move on the deep state and is moving against them. And that his main mission is keep the economy going, because if they can kill that, you understand everything else is going to be lost. And I'm like, well, okay, well, thanks for reaching out for the president. And the individual went on to say, you have to understand, we know the Democrats are basically paid for by the Chi-Coms and these multinational groups. And the guy, he was laughing, saying, it's just like a James Bond movie, like you say. It's like Spectre, where in those James Bond movies, it's not the Russians or it's not the U.S. It's an evil corporate group playing them off against each other. That's literally how this works. Of course, Ian Fleming, you know, was a high-level MI6, and before that, OSS spy chief. I mean, he made a movie about the elites releasing a bioweapon to kill the entire human population while they go up on space stations. It's the same thing. See, it's everywhere. But he was a good guy exposing it. And just the realization that Trump and InfoWars are simpatico, not because I tell Trump what to think or what to do, but because we really do the research, and Trump's got more and more good advisors from the Pentagon and other places that do see the big picture and know what the globalists are building and understand that it just cannot be allowed to happen. These are the people that created Hitler as a beta test. The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, almost 100%. That and IBM, Thomas Watson. And they're the ones running the show today. And Thomas Watson, his foundation funded Microsoft. Microsoft is an IBM spinoff to get around trust busting. Bill Gates is IBM. He's an IBM war machine. And so all the stuff you see about, oh, him and IBM fighting, it's total crap. Bill Gates' dad ran Planned Parenthood, ran secret army operations, Cold Springs Harbor. These guys mean business. Okay? And so, yes, I risk my life taking them on, but we're all dead if we don't. And I see their argument. There's too many people. People are dumbed down. People are lazy. They're getting stupider. But they're putting fluoride in the water and dumbing down the culture on purpose to make it worse. It'd be one thing if they actually tried to lift everybody up and then told poor people in places, hey, we'll give you money if you only have two kids or something. But they don't do that. It's all nasty. It's evil. And they target the smartest people because they're in competition with them. It's bad. So we're talking real world here. Well, I got a call this morning from another individual who's also a presidential advisor and is also a very well-known national talk show host. I'll leave it at that. I mean, right at the top. And they showed me what is being circulated at Fox News. Got it right here. And there has been an attempted takeover at Fox by the Murdoch brothers. The attack on Trump during the last election and then early on when he was elected, it failed. They basically threatened everybody who is pro-Trump, but that didn't work. But they're being infiltrated with actual spies, corporate spies, but trained in espionage to set people up to absolutely harass them, I'm not going to get into it, but let's just say a lot of the top hosts aren't even there anymore. They're at remote locations for their own safety, basically. And that's how hot this war is. And it's confirmed that as soon as the Democrats try to steal this election and the globalists behind them, that they're going to shut down the NRA. They did espionage infiltration under the stay-behind groups that Obama and Hillary set up. You know, the NRA was under investigation of being Russian agents. There was no truth to it. But still, they plan on basically killing the leadership of the NRA. They're just going to kill them. They're going to blow their heads off. And it's the level it's gotten to that now. The NRA was already shut down your media operations, shut down your offensive political stuff, or we're going to shut you down under campaign finance. You notice they shut down all their operations 6 months ago. And they're basically telling Fox hosts at the grapevine that we'll shut you down one way or another once we get a Democrat in. So they're going to go full martial law, and InfoWars, it's in the memo, was the beta test. It's for everybody else after this. And so Trump's inaction standing up to this is inviting the next wave. Because every time the globalists lose, they just up the ante. They've got to be shut down.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live. We are broadcasting worldwide. Well, Brian Stelter has a new HBO documentary that they spend at least, I'm told, 15 minutes of lying about me. Only seen parts of it, but we're going to get it and I'm going to analyze it. But again, why are we under attack? Because we are over the target. Look at this. Alex Jones, bogus coronavirus cures. And I just scanned over this article. It's a big story in New Yorker magazine. Department of Snake Oil. Nowhere did I ever say we had a cure for the coronavirus. They say, I say we had a cure. And guess what happened, ladies and gentlemen, when the media all said that I had a cure, that I said that. Everybody came and bought up the rest of the toothpaste. I didn't even say it. But they're so untrusted, people thought, oh, Jones must have a cure. I never said that, didn't say it was a treatment. It's marketed as whitening toothpaste. But it has nano silver in it. And they said, oh, Jones says in studies it kills viruses at point-blank range. Point-blank range means sunlight does that. I was explaining that the problem is you can't get into your lungs. I was separately talking about point-blank means silver is electrical, just like copper, and it's antiviral. Everybody knows that. Didn't say it was a treatment or a cure. It's whitening toothpaste. Now, we sold out of that. Super Blue, we've sold for almost 5 years. It's incredibly popular. My dad, a dentist, developed it. It's fluoride-free. It's got nano silver from the same company. It's patented. And it's got tea tree that's well-known to be very good for you and an antiviral natural. British Army's used it for 2 years. And it's got iodine in it. And people love it. It's a concentrate. Doesn't have filler in it. It's a popular thing. We're selling a lot of that. It'll sell out soon. Super Blue. And again, it comes out white, turns blue because it has pure iodine. The atomic type. Turns blue, not red. That's the crappy bad iodine. And it looks red in its one form, turns blue in oxygen. That's why my dad gave it the name Super Blue. I thought it was a weird name. Wildly popular. My dad invented it. He came up with it. And now we have the whitening toothpaste. Came out about 6 months ago. It's been even more popular because I guess the tube is fancier and shiny. And it's a great toothpaste. It has above sea coral calcium that is known to remineralize the teeth. And people love it. And quite frankly, it's even more popular than Super Blue. I don't know why. Super Blue, if you wanted to get into being antimicrobial, I mean, it's got the same amount of silver in it and tea tree and the iodine. The whitening does not have that. It's a whitening toothpaste. This is for in your mouth, just like other toothpaste is, or just like mouthwash is, just like Listerine. You know, it says antibacterial. That's what it is. Will Listerine cure you of the coronavirus? No. Will it disinfect your mouth? Yes. Do I sell Listerine? No. Well, the whole history of it. Used the Civil War. Aerosolized over surgeries. Really reduced the number of people that lost their limbs or died from gangrene. Gangrenous. So, huge article. Now, I'm a scammer. Dr. McKim, shot, please. Alex Jones, bogus coronavirus. And, oh, look, he's a bad guy selling toothpaste. And they just misrepresent the whole damn thing. And then they, of course, attack Trump because he's putting out fake hope as well. Oh, funny. He was going off the European Union's own statements and doctor statements about hydroxychloroquine. And now, yesterday, the FDA approved it for coronavirus patients. Because the doctors, Fauci said last week, I would prescribe this to someone with COVID-19. And Trump's like, yeah, well, we'll have some hope. We're looking into that. And now it's boom, approved. They took us off Google Play with our very successful five-star app saying, look at this video. Jones is putting out false treatments. I covered Fox News and Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson showing what medical doctors in New York said about hydroxychloroquine with Z-Pak antibiotic and 250 milligrams of zinc a day, which is a humongous dose. I'm not saying take that. That's doctors. I looked it up. I think that's toxic. But like, I was talking to a medical doctor on the phone. And they said, well, you front load it. Okay, whatever. I'm not tell you about it. You go talk to physicians. Don't listen to Governor Cuomo banning hydroxychloroquine last week, threatening to arrest doctors or take their licenses. Don't listen to the governor of Michigan. They don't want hope. They're telling you there's no respirators when they got thousands of them. They're lying to you. And that shows what stinking villains these people are, that they want that type of fear. We're the ones said get storable food. We're the ones said they'll use a virus for a global lockdown. We're the ones said they'd use drones to control you when it happened. Because I'm reading the Rockefeller reports, Lockstep and others. I've made 3-hour films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. That was the inspiration for the Marvel Endgame. This is the reality, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars was the inspiration for the new X-Files. Chris Carter said it in the news. And it's not about how great we are. It's about how scared the globalists are that this is the reality. And these monsters went to the Attorney General of New York and tried to get me arrested. They tried to absolutely say I was a criminal and made up what I said and took things out of context. And now Tucker Carlson has had his tweets about hydroxychloroquine removed off of Twitter. So has Sean Hannity. They're erasing the president's tweets. It's not even an issue. And Bolsonaro had his tweets deleted yesterday for a speech about hydroxychloroquine and how in European studies, 97% or higher recovery rates if they get to you early with the chloroquine. Another thing I said in the video, I don't sell tonic water. It's called tonic. That means medical water. It's just grandfathered in. It's got chloroquine in it that they make the drug out of. And I know people at hospitals, doctors, before they wouldn't let them give them hydroxychloroquine, that doctors were giving people this because they can't stop a doctor giving somebody tonic water. Now that it's approved for the doctors, they're giving it. They're giving them the drug. But the drug companies don't want that information known. They don't want you to have hope. We're all about you being self-sufficient, you being healthy, you having firearms, knowing how to use them, you having storable food, you planting a garden, and having strong humans for a strong future, a pro-human future. And these monsters don't want it. And so they say, I'm a snake oil salesman. And what's crazy is people hate mainstream news so much. I had family, neighbors, people calling. The phones were on the hook going, you've got a cure? And we had to get on the phone and say, hey, we've never said that. It's not a treatment. Silver's antiviral, antibacterial. And here's the American biotech company that had the Pentagon certified for other things they use it for. And this is what's really going on. This is the congressional record that the Central Command, Special Operations Command in 2003 and 5 tested it and certified. It's the best thing they use for special operations troops for sanitization because alcohol disappears in about a minute or two. But the nano silver on the surface stays there until you remove it. Comprende? And they're pissed, man, that I'm giving you Department of Army documents, that I'm telling you about all sorts of stuff, like vitamin D3 and sunshine and pure water and all this stuff. They don't want that. But I'll tell you what I am selling. That's victory and freedom and having a spirit of standing up against these control freaks. They jumped the shark trying to say the president shouldn't say hydroxychloroquine's good and others and trying to say he was doing bad things when he was giving people truth and hope. But what is back is food. We can now sell storable food again. We had to stop for 2 weeks because they had to fill out the orders they had to get more food in. They opened 2 more factories, highest quality. The prices stayed low. Get your orders in now because the economy, the crazy election, the world's never going to be the same. You need to be prepared. And you need to get high-quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Anybody else telling you they've got it is lying to you unless they're charging you grocery store prices. Then they can get you food. But this is 5 times cheaper than you're going to get at the grocery store because there's no middlemen. And it funds the InfoWars. So InfoWarsStore.com, get your orders in now so you get it. And you get a great price. With all the inflation that's coming, you'll be able to, again, eat your insurance one way or another. And it's an investment that cannot fail unless you don't take action and get that order in at InfoWarsStore.com. They are so pissed that we're still on air and that we told you to prep and we've been proven right about all this. They just don't know what to do. They're so angry that they're all collapsing. Everyone hates them. But you're tuning in and you're spreading the word and overriding these leftist, globalist, anti-human, anti-American, lying scum whose power is over.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.